from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield with this news. The U.S. Senate Energy Committee on Wednesday approved legislation that would open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. All of the Republicans voted for the drilling measure, and they are the majority on the committee, so it's no surprise it passed. Still, Democrats put up a fight. They argued the measure, by mandating oil lease sales, in essence nullifies environmental protections. They argued it would change the purpose of the refuge from protecting wildlife to producing oil. Senator Maria Cantwell, the top Democrat on the committee, suggested Alaska's budget crisis was driving short-sighted decisions.
The notion that oil prices have fallen and a state has been over-reliant on oil does not mean that we should be destroying a wildlife refuge today.
Senator Lisa Murkowski chairs the Energy Committee. She says America can have both oil production and wildlife on the same land.
We will not sacrifice the caribou, the polar bear, or the migratory birds for the sake of development. But we also recognize that that is not a choice that we face here.
The Arctic drilling provision will now be merged with the Senate tax cut plan and put to a vote planned for after Thanksgiving. Alaska officials want the U.S. State Department to rise with the Canadian government concerns about the impacts of British Columbia mining on waters that flow across the border. Governor Bill Walker, Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, and the state's congressional delegation also asked Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to determine whether the concerns should be brought to a special international commission. The delegation had made similar requests under the Obama administration. And the commission gets involved when asked to do so by the national governments. The Alaska officials say they are encouraged by the level of engagement the provincial government has had with the state, but they also see a complementary federal role and would like a formal consultation process that includes state and federal agencies and tribes. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for Juneau and Northern Admiralty Island beginning at midnight tonight. Meteorologist Brian Besnick says they're expecting a few inches of accumulation by Friday morning, with more during the day and evening before it tapers off.
With this amount of snow out on falling out onto the roads or whatever, the roads are going to become a little slick and travel will become hazardous. Road crews will be out there trying to handle it, but we'll just need to have a little extra patience driving.
The warning will be in effect until 9 p.m. Friday. It warns of up to 12 inches of accumulation and visibility will likely be reduced. After this system moves through, Besnick says temps will go down a few more degrees and the northerly winds are expected to pick up again in the Lynn Canal region. And today, the Coast Guard will be giving tours of the icebreaker Healy from 1 to 4 p.m. Visitors are welcome to stop by. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Julia Caulfield.